This is a guided body awareness practice. To prepare for this practice, if it feels comfortable for you today, lying on a mat or rug on the floor, lying on your back, making yourself comfortable as best you can. Perhaps having your knees bent and supported with cushions, having your head resting on a small cushion, resting your arms and hands on the floor each side of you, or perhaps resting on your abdomen. Or it may be best for you to lie in some other way, maybe with your upper body well supported so that it's raised up at an angle. And you can also practice in a seated position. The main thing is to choose a position that's fairly easy to be in while we're practicing. So making sure you'll not be too warm or too cool, and making any little adjustments to the way you're lying as you're settling in. This body awareness practice is a simple process where we guide our attention, our awareness, to each area of the body in turn, allowing our awareness to rest there for a short while so that we become more conscious of what we're experiencing in that particular part of our body at that time, and also how we're experiencing it. As we do this, we simply notice and acknowledge what sensations we come across in each part of the body. We don't hang on to particular sensations that we like, or move away or block off from other sensations that we don't like. We're simply being with or being alongside whatever sensations we're actually experiencing at that time, at that place. So naturally, we will notice that some sensations are unpleasant, some are pleasant, and we'll notice that there are some we want and some we don't want. Noticing how we're feeling about the sensations is part of the aim of this practice. We'll also notice that we make judgments about our experience, that some of it is good and some of it is bad. Now, judging in this sort of way is also quite natural, but here, for now, we're aiming to notice and then let go of judgments, and as best we can, going back to the actual sensation with a sense of inquiry, how does it feel? And a sense of interest, and also a sense of kindness and caring for yourself. So we'll be guiding or directing our awareness to each area, each part of our body, in turn for some moments. And to help you do this, you might imagine that you're both sending awareness to each area and also receiving the awareness into that area. Each region of our body and our experience of it is part of our whole self. So in this way, gradually, we're building up a more complete sense of ourself. We're getting a bigger picture, an overall sense of all that's going on within us at each moment. So in each area, as best you can, bringing the same detailed level of awareness and gentle interest and curiosity to the bodily sensations that present themselves to you. As you leave each area, letting go of what you felt there and moving on to the next area. Let's make a start. If you've not already closed your eyes, let them close now and encourage your awareness to settle into your whole body sense. How your whole body is feeling at this time, here and now. If you'd prefer to have your eyes open, that's fine. And if at any time while we're practicing you feel you want to open your eyes, that's okay too. Simply be aware if you choose to do this. And at all times, encouraging your eyes to rest, a sense that the eyes are resting. And encouraging your body to rest onto the floor, allowing the floor to support your body so that you can let go and rest, feeling the contact of the back of the body with the floor. Letting go a little bit more onto the ground, and sending the message around your body and your mind that this is a time to rest. Time for the body and the mind to rest. But resting with awareness, being aware that you're taking this time, getting to know yourself better, feeling what you're feeling in each area of your body, without any judgment or self-criticism. Remind yourself of the reasons for this practice. It's not aiming to relax or to feel any different, although this may happen. You may feel more relaxed, or maybe not. We're doing this practice together to become more aware, to bring more awareness as best we can to any sensations, to all the sensations we discover as we give our attention to each part of the body in turn. So, having settled into a general sense of the whole body, bringing your awareness now to the physical sensations in the lower abdomen, becoming aware of the changing patterns of sensations in the abdominal wall as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Aware of that movement of the abdomen, the belly, take a few moments to feel the sensations of breathing in and breathing out, perhaps noticing a sense of softening in the belly as you breathe. And now the focal point of your awareness flows down through your body, down through the abdomen, through both the legs, into the feet and down into the toes. It may be that you can use your breathing to assist you. As you inhale, feeling the breath entering through the nose and then imagining the breath flowing down through the abdomen, down through the legs, down to the feet and the toes. And with each inhalation, imagining the breath and your awareness flowing down, travelling down through the body to the toes in this sort of way. Exploring the quality of the sensations, the nature of the sensations that you find in the toes of the left foot and the right foot. Perhaps noticing the sense of contact or touching between the toes. Maybe a sense of tingling or warmth. If it's not helpful using the breath in this sort of way, then simply imagining over and again that you're sensing more clearly in this area of your body, that you're interested in how your feet and toes are feeling, and feeling your feet receiving that interest and responding with awareness. Now moving awareness around the soles of the feet, the tops of the feet, the heels, drawing awareness down into both feet and kind of letting the feet know that you're aware of what's going on there, the feet and also the ankles. And not just the surface of the feet, but aware too of the muscles, the tissues, the bones inside the feet. Aware of the ankles, encouraging a sense of letting go inside the ankles. Exploring if there are any differences between the feet, the right foot and the left foot. Just noticing, does one foot feel more there, more present than the other? Are the sensations different? Just noticing. Now moving on, consciously moving awareness to the lower legs, the shins and the calf muscles. Sending awareness down to the lower legs and feeling the character of the sensations that you find there. Again, noticing any differences. Do the calf muscles feel more relaxed one side than the other, or tighter, or different in some other way? So simply receiving that awareness, that attention that you're giving to the lower legs. aware now of the knees, where the lower legs connect with the upper legs. Awareness kind of soaking into the tissues and fibres of the knees under the kneecaps, encouraging a sense of releasing deep inside the knee joints. And letting go of this area and moving awareness to the upper legs, the bones and the muscles of the thighs, and the skin of the upper legs. Drawing your awareness, directing your awareness to both the upper legs more and more clearly, more and more deeply. What do you sense in this area? Heaviness, lightness, whatever it may be. Letting go of awareness of that area and moving up now to the whole pelvic region, the pelvic bones, the lower abdomen, the flesh and muscles of the buttocks. Exploring this area around and inside the abdomen, sensing how it feels. What sensations are there in this present moment? Any tensing or hardness? Any releasing or warmth, whatever you may come across. Sensing the belly moving as you breathe. Sometimes simply giving your awareness to a particular area of the body allows tension to release there. So sometimes you may feel tension releasing, softening, as you send your awareness there. It's not that you have to do anything. It might just happen as awareness arrives in a particular area of your body. A sense of calming, of soothing, even if there are also some other less comfortable sensations going on there as well. Letting go and awareness now travelling to the rest of the abdomen and the lower back, which is an area which can sometimes also hold tension and discomfort and painful sensations. So breathing into this whole lower back, lower spine area, into the muscles and ligaments around the bones of the lumbar spine here. Meeting the sensations that you come across. Whether they be okay or not okay or nothing very much in particular. And sometimes when we encounter sensations in a particular region of the body, we might also find emotions arising associated with those sensations. So if that happens, experiencing the emotion, neither denying it nor being carried away with a story about it, just experiencing it and letting it go as you move on to the next area. Letting go. Moving on to experience the rib cage and the chest and the upper back. Experiencing the ribs lifting and relaxing. And remembering and experiencing that the ribs go all the way round the sides of the trunk and all the way round the back to connect with the spine. So feeling the movements of the ribs all the way around the trunk, lifting and relaxing. You may like to imagine the heart resting there within the rib cage, feeling a sense of spaciousness around the heart. What sensations are here now for you in this heart area? Just noting with kindness and gentleness acknowledging any emotions that are present for you. Now we move on to the shoulders and the arms and the hands and the fingers, letting awareness flow down the arms into the hands and the fingers. As best you can, sensing all of the fingers on each of the hands clearly and distinctly. The little fingers, the first fingers, the fingers in between, and of course the thumbs, and the palms of the hands, and the wrists, where the hands join the arms, taking awareness into the wrist joints, encouraging them to feel soft and free. Moving on to the lower arms, the muscles and the bones there in the lower arms, and the elbow joints, and then the upper arms, the muscles and the bones of the upper arms. So that you're aware of both the arms all the way around and along the arms, maybe noticing any differences in your experience of the arms, one from the other, any differences between your sense of the right arm and the left arm. How are they feeling? Letting go and moving into the shoulders. And this is another area where we might discover some holding, some tension. And sometimes just bringing awareness to the shoulders allows them to let go a little. Or maybe we just become aware of the nature of that feeling of holding tension. The nature of that feeling. Gently investigating any sensations with a sense of kindly interest, of caring. No judgment about how the shoulders should feel or how they ought to feel, simply aware of what you do feel there, in this area. Noticing any differences in the shoulders, one from the other, letting your awareness sink deeply into the shoulder joints, sensing all the muscles and tissues there. Noticing how softening in the shoulders allows the arms to rest more completely. So now taking your awareness to your neck, to the skin and muscles all round the neck, the front, the sides, the back, all those muscles usually supporting the head, but right now, at ease, relaxing, so that the head can rest more on the floor or on the cushion. Sensing the throat within the neck. Next, we bring awareness to the head. Firstly, a sense of the whole head resting, and then the scalp, the skin over the top and sides and back of the head, round the ears, and the face. The face may also be storing tension, which you may discover. Noticing any sensations in the muscles of the face, around the chin and the hinges of the jaw, around the mouth, inside the mouth, aware of the lips and the tongue and the teeth. And then around the eyes and either side of the eyes, the temples, and the space between the eyes, maybe feeling a sense of clearness there. And the forehead. So in this way, we've ranged through the whole body, part by part, giving our attention, making it a gift of our awareness, to each part in turn for a while, each part of our body. Now, bringing all that together, as best you can, into a sense of your whole body, a more complete sense of your whole body, out to the feet and toes, out to the fingers and hands, the legs, the arms, the abdomen and the chest, the front of the body and the back of the body, the neck and the head. Now, before we start drawing this practice to a close, bringing awareness to the very top of the head, the crown of the head, and gradually imagining that your awareness is flowing in through the top of the head and travelling all the way down through your body and out through the soles of your feet, as if a light is travelling through the body. If it's helpful, you may like to use the feeling of the breathing to aid your imagination, imagining that you're breathing in through the crown of the head into your body, and that your breath travels all the way down through the body and out through the soles of the feet. Now turning that around and imagining that the breath is flowing in through the soles of the feet and all the way up through the body and out through the crown of the head. And again, the awareness too is flowing through the whole body from the soles of your feet upwards and through the whole body and out through the top of the head. So, having explored each part of the body in turn, now exploring and enjoying the sense of awareness flowing through your entire body in this sort of way. Now, shortly the bell will ring and this body awareness practice will be drawing to a close. So, letting yourself rest for a few more moments in awareness of your whole body, feeling the whole body resting on the floor, your legs and feet, your arms and hands, the pelvic area, the belly and the abdomen, chest and heart area, the neck and the head, your whole body resting on the floor, supported by the floor. Now gently moving your toes and fingers, your feet and your hands. Just gently moving the toes and the fingers and the hands and the feet and opening your eyes when you're ready, moving where it feels appropriate, taking your time and taking a few moments to reflect on the experience that you've just had. Getting an impression of what it was like, a general impression of this body awareness practice, and what it's like now for you. Just a general impression. And when you are ready, drawing your feet in one at a time and rolling over onto your right side. And just resting there for a few moments before getting yourself up, perhaps carrying something of what you may have gained from the body awareness practice on into the next part of your day.